Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Heidi Mattis joining us from Smoky Chestnut Farm Rescue. Good morning, Heidi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what is it you guys do? I know you're a 501c3, but what do you focus on?
Yes, so we focus on animals that need homes, not so much dogs and cats, but larger animals. So we are a rescue whose mission is to provide safe-for-life loving care for abused and neglected animals and to encourage education, community, and advocacy for all living creatures. So we have a lot of farm animals, actually. We have 16 horses, 3 alpacas, 3 goats, and 3 little pigs. So we have a little bit of a variety. We do have one barn cat named Merlot because he's a whiner. He's very cute. But that's Merlot, but he always shows up and he visits with everybody who comes. And so we have a bit of a variety, but it's mostly horses. A lot of people don't realize that thousands of horses leave the United States every year to go to Canada and Mexico to be slaughtered for food. So a lot of our horses are rescued from that situation.
Wow.
And then we have other rescues that the people who owned them prior either were elderly or ran into some health issues, and then they reached out and asked if we could provide a home for that animal. So we have a little bit of everything here.
So tell us about the farm. Like, can you just come visit whenever? You say you have events. Can you tell us what it's like to come visit the farm?
Sure. So on our events, they're all listed on our website, our main website, smokychestnutfarm.com. And we tend to do the events in the warmer weather because that's typically when people enjoy coming out in the weather. In the winter, not so much. If people want to come for a private tour, we request that they email me or call me or text me and set something up at a time that is mutually convenient for all of us. Still, I work for BU as an interpreter for deaf students, so I'm partly not here. So we do request that people reach out and just make sure for everybody's safety that they have somebody to walk them around the farm. But it's usually a good hour or two, depending on how long people want to stay and commune with the animals. We love when people reach out and want to spend some time with them. And inevitably, they end up talking about animals that they had growing up and how that animal perhaps helped them through a difficult time. So there's a lot of healing that takes place here, too. It's not just helping the animals in need. Somehow somehow they help us back with their unconditional love.
Heidi, it feels like a massive undertaking to run an entire farm with this many animals and have a regular 9-to-5 job. Where did your passion come from to build all of this?
Oh, that's a very good question. Since I was a little girl, I used to, at church every Sunday, open the tithing envelope and draw this massive barn and all the animals that I hoped to help one day. It was just in me since I was a very young girl, and my parents thankfully supported my love for animals, and we would take in the ones that people didn't want, either because they were older or sickly or homely, in their opinion. So I was just a really blessed young child to be able to foster my love, and it's just grown.
I was looking at your Instagram. It's Smoky Chestnut Farm Rescue, and there's a picture of you, and I guess it's your husband and 40 years together.
Yes. And poor Bobby.
I imagine he has been a big supporter of yours as well.
Yes, he has, and I could not do it without him. He does all the maintenance. He actually built all the barns and the fencing.
I love
this. And we could not have done this otherwise. He has a portable sawmill, and he actually harvested the wood for the barns and the paddock areas from the wood here on our property.
That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. So we're very lucky to have support, not only familial support, but also our volunteer group is amazing. You talk about having a nice vibe. I mean, these people are dedicated. They come day after day, week after week. And then our community of supporters, it's just grown organically over this last 13 years. And we've just met the nicest people in the world doing this kind of work. So we feel very grateful and blessed.
All right, let's go with some more. SmokyChestnutFarm.com. SmokyChestnutFarm.com. Again, SmokyChestnutFarm.com. And you and your husband, the entire crew there,
all of the animals,
are now officially a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Woohoo! I really appreciate it. It feels good to be part of something else wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you for coming on and sharing that with us, Heidi. Have a great
day. Absolutely. Okay, you as well.
Bye.
Take care.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, we would love to hear, you know, what story you got going on in your life, whether you're helping animals or just helping your kid get to school on time.
The little things, guys.
It is the little things. It is the little things. So you can call or text us here in the studio. It's 617-931-1234, 617-931-1234. Again, to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, nothing is too small to talk about on the show. We want to hear about it. If you can't do it right now and you want to text us and we can record it later, our schedule is flexible.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
We had some wonderful kids come by yesterday to help with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Cute audio alert from producer Dan is coming, Ken.
I'm here
Cute
for
audio
it.
Alert. I never saw the total number of toys that we raised last night. Did you see a total?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it? Do you not want to share it?
I can tell you. Do you want me to tell you?
I would love to hear what.
It was 786 toys.
No, it was not.
It sure was.
Oh, the last number I'd heard was around 650, and I knew there was still some coming in. So 786 last night?
Correct.
Wow. And all of those people came just because Carson and I were singing?
Correct.
That is a fact.
Not only that.
You're welcome, children.
But they supported you by going to their offices and putting boxes in the lobbies and making sure they brought the most toys they possibly could.
Yeah, people were very generous.
All right. This first audio is from Vivian. Vivian came by with her mom, and they donated 150 toys?
Yeah, they had dollies and wagons.
Yeah, she went to her school and empowered her friends and stuff.
And that's what I asked her about. All right, so who am I here with?
Vivian.
And Carrie.
Vivian, how old are you?
10.
And what did you just do?
We put gift drive boxes in our school, and we got 150 toys.
So you collected 150 toys for Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys?
Yeah.
How did this happen? What made you want to do this?
Well, I don't think it's, like, fair for girls and boys to wake up on Christmas without any toys, just because, like, they can't afford it. So that's why I want to have, like, every girl and boy have an amazing Christmas.
And how did you get your school involved? What'd you do?
We emailed student council about it, and we told our friends at school.
And all your friends brought toys?
Yeah.
What's your school's name? You want to shout them out?
Pine Hill, Westwood, Mass.
150 toys. Shout out to Pine Hill. What about you? You must be a proud mom.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the students and all the help of the student council and the teachers. It was a great effort, and they're amazing.
And how old are you again?
10.
I was not doing stuff like this when I was 10 years old. You're going to be all right in life, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you to Pine Hill and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So Vivian and Carrie came by and they brought 150 toys.
She had made boxes to put in her school, and it was three different boxes, and it was like small toys go here, medium toys go here, large toys go here. It was adorable.
We love an organized queen.
There's definitely some Junior Kennedy vibes happening with that one. Yeah, she was a part of the student government. I talked to her a little bit about it, and just you could see the pride that she had in bringing all of those toys. Yeah. And it was always funny too, because like you have somebody come up and then the person that would come up behind them, you know, they're like, so I just brought one toy. And I'm like, don't feel the shame.
It's
don't feel the
guilt.
No, every toy counts. Every toy counts.
Believe it.
All right. We have some more audio here. This is from Autumn, Dan.
This clip needs a little context. So Carson and I had to pay off a bet at the South Shore Plaza last night because Kennedy collected more toys than we did in our North Shore versus South Shore bet.
Which you'll be able to hear at 8:15 this.
Yes. So we sang Love is an Open Door. It was a transcendent performance. People were lined up on like the second floor over the railing looking
crazy
at us.
It was crazy.
And then after we performed, Autumn and her mom came up and talked to me about it. Hi, what are your names?
Annie.
I'm Autumn.
Autumn, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
What do you think about that transcendent performance of Love is an Open Door?
You guys definitely hit those high notes. It was very interesting because I've never heard you guys sing before.
And what do you think? Are you blown away?
In a good way or a bad way?
Be honest. It's a safe space.
After that, I'm not sure if it's safe anymore. But, yeah. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
What about me as Anna? Was I like Kristen Bell?
Yeah, I think you could definitely play the part.
Thank you guys so much for coming. What about you, Mom? What do you think?
You guys are awesome. Rock too. Yeah, I hope you guys get your 10,000.
Thank you. We'll stick to radio. We won't sing anymore.
I've always wanted to be famous.
Hey, let's go!
It wasn't not good.
Yeah. Like, this is a safe space. She's like, not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Not after what you did.
That is hilarious.
As Kennedy teased here, yes, we will play that audio at 8:15 this morning. I don't know what you have on your agenda for 8:15
so
this morning.
Awesome.
But
cancel your business calls.
You do not want to miss this.
10 out of 10 would
so
recommend
good.
You come back to the show at 8:15 this morning to hear the audio
it
from
so
Dan and I and
good.
Our performance last night at the South Shore Plaza.
Yep.
And if you came by, thank you. Standing in line waiting to meet us always just blows me away.
Mm-hmm.
That you would drive as far as you drove yesterday.
It's in traffic and all of it.
Oh, that traffic.
Talk to, I can't remember. Was it Katie, I believe, who drove in from, like Metro West. Drove in an hour to drop off a couple of toys.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been bringing us toys since the first year when it was Gorilla Radio and we were,
She showed us pictures of her like in the parking lot with salt. Like in the wee hours of the morning.
12 years ago.
Before we had started our relationship with Simon Malls and we were just sitting in their parking lot.
Back when we were trespassing.
Yes, 100%
when the police got called and it was for bad things, not for good things. So thank you to everybody that came out last night. 786 toys collected. We are so close and we will obviously still be collecting tomorrow at the concert.
Yes.
And then we will announce our total when we come back to work on Monday.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Shannon from Easton.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Shannon is on her way to high school to teach math.
I'm sorry.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know how this works? Five trivia questions.
I do,
yeah. It's all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 5,881 wins, only 430 losses. I'm not great at math, but that seems like a pretty high percentage of wins.
Yeah, she's pretty good at teams.
Yep. I have one win, and it was against Lana a couple months ago.
Hey, as long as that $100 check clears, who cares?
Question number one. Today is Friday the 13th. Who is the machete-wielding murderer in the Friday the 13th movies?
Michael Myers?
Tom DeLonge turns 49 today. He is a guitarist and singer for Blink 182. Which Blink song do they sing, "Nobody Likes You" when you're 23?
Is it All the Small Things?
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got engaged, and there was food from Taco Bell in the background of their engagement photos. It's apparently Selena's favorite. Can you name one of the three well-known slogans Taco Bell has used over the years?
I can picture the little dog.
Yep.
That's the one everyone remembers.
Yeah. Is it No Quiero Taco Bell?
Question number four. Jeremy Renner is writing a book about the accident that almost killed him. What happened?
Didn't he get run over by a lawnmower or a snowmobile? A snowmobile, maybe?
Question number five. A website analyzed a bunch of Google search data to determine which states have the most Christmas spirit. In the end, the state with the most Christmas spirit is Utah. And the state with the least is Alaska. Well, they're just over winter.
Well, it's hard to have Christmas spirit when you're surrounded by grizzly bears.
And it's dark all the time.
And it's dark 10 months a year. What is the capital of Alaska?
Anchorage.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Shannon, I love your confidence.
What kind of math do you teach? Like what class?
All kinds of math. Pre-calculus, Algebra 2,
failed that.
Statistics.
Failed that.
Didn't take that.
Couldn't even get into the first one.
Shannon, I think, got 0 out of 5.
Come on.
She was real close to 2. You were real close to... You were a letter off from 1.
You were so...
No.
Mac.
It's okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
It makes my ride a little bit easier.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Today is Friday the 13th, Kennedy. Who is the machete-wielding murderer in the Friday the 13th movies?
Jason Voorhees.
1-0.
Yeah, I knew that one.
You did?
Sometimes I knew it now.
Yeah. Once Kennedy says them.
Tom DeLonge turns 49 today. He's a guitarist and singer for Blink 182. Which song do they sing, "Nobody Likes When You're 23?
Likes You When You're 23.
Or Nobody Likes You When You're 23. Excuse me.
What's my age again?
2-0.
Is All the Small Things even a song that they play?
Yeah,
their biggest song.
Okay.
Yeah. The wrong one. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got engaged, and there was food from Taco Bell in the background of their engagement.
This is perfect. Not only are they the cutest couple ever, they got engaged with Taco Bell.
That's literally Kennedy's dream. The only way she would say yes to a proposal, there was Mexican pizza.
You know me so well.
Name one of the three well-known slogans Taco Bell has used over the years.
Live Moss.
Live Moss.
Run for the border. Fourth meal.
Think outside the bun. Yo Quiero Taco Bell. Come
amazing.
On, that's the
amazing.
That's
yes, the not No Quiero Taco Bell. It's Yo Quiero. It's a good thing you're not a Spanish teacher.
This is a very good thing. Yeah.
3-0. Question number four. Jeremy Renner is writing a book about the accident that almost killed him. What happened?
He was run over by his snowplow.
Yes, not his lawnmower or his snowmobile, but his snowplow.
You were close on that one, too. You were right there.
4-0. Question number five. A website analyzed a bunch of Google search data to determine which states have the most Christmas spirit. In the end, the state with the most Christmas spirit?
Go on.
Utah.
Okay.
And the state with the least? Alaska.
Interesting.
What is the capital of Alaska?
Juneau?
Look at you.
Look at that.
Although Shannon did beat Lana one
really
time.
Look really good.
No. This, well, I don't know what to say to that. I just don't know what to say.
Shannon, I think you're fun.
Yeah,
I think you're awesome.
Call anytime.
Yeah,
anytime
I tried.
Yeah,
I tried.
That is
I
it.
I always win when I'm in my car by myself.
You know, we get that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we're just glad you're here.
And the next time you're grading one of your students' papers and they get them all wrong, just remember, they tried.
Yeah. I would fail your test spectacularly, too.
Oh, could you imagine us taking a math test? Kennedy?
I would go Ofer.
All right. Well, you don't get the cash, but you do win yourself $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Here's to free popcorn.
Ooh, all right.
Great food and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards. Easy, fast, and always a hit.
Woohoo!
You got to love the nines. Yes, of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shannon from Easton, and I cannot beat you, Kennedy.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
We want to know what you're getting into this weekend. You can call 617-931-1234 again. call or text that number, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, how about you?
Well, Mr. X got here late last night, like the wee hours. And then I'm trying not to do like anything until the concert tomorrow because I'm just tired. So we're going to rehearse today. And then my great hope is to do nothing. I've got 99 on the brain, so maybe we'll go eat there. and then we have the concert on Saturday. And mm-hmm. then Sunday will be my day of rest.
Mm-hmm. Megan is from Quincy. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
And you're going to do some ice skating this weekend?
Yeah, so it'll be my first time at Frog Pond at the Boston Common. We're going to go check it out, me and my husband, Marlon.
Oh, me and Annie Dow did that a couple years
really
ago. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that expensive either. I thought it'd be more expensive, but it's actually a pretty reasonable price
it's
to go ice skating
vibe.
In Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ice skate?
I haven't in a long time, so
irrelevant.
This could be interesting.
We're knee pets.
Yeah. I might fall on my butt.
Yeah.
I was looking, I looked up the Frog Pond just to see, you know, hours of operation and all that kind of,
yeah.
you know, they have rentals and all that sort of stuff. And one thing they do not appreciate there, Kennedy, is coaching. Coaching is not allowed during Frog Pond public.
Yeah, I saw that too.
What?
Yeah. It says
what does that mean?
They don't want you out there with a coach teaching you how to figure skate or ice skate or whatever.
Oh.
So no coaching allowed.
I see.
Just go out there, have a good time.
Well, yeah, don't do triple axles with other people who are skating.
Well, here's a little pro tip. You can take all the money that you saved and go across the street to the Ritz. They have the most beautiful fireplace in the middle of their like lobby area.
Mm.
And you can warm up there, have a lovely little hot toddy or something with all the money you saved. But
sounds
it is a vibe
good.
In there. I really, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, have fun and don't break
a leg. Thank you. Have a good weekend, guys.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Megan. Leslie is from East Kingston and is doing a pop-up in downtown Newburyport. What are you going to be doing there?
Yep. So tonight is invitation night in Newburyport where all the shops stay up late and offer, you know, a fun beverage, some discounts. So I'll be setting up a table at Alter, which is a hair studio on Pleasant Street, and I'll be doing tarot reading.
How cool. I was just up there a few weeks ago. So beautiful. I'd never been there.
Down
there.
See,
I've never
town.
Been there. I'd never,
never
been there
been
before.
To Newburyport?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Lot of good food up there.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of good food.
Yeah. Well, have fun. I hope you get lots of business and have good vibes to give to the other people.
You said Ultra was the name of the salon?
Yes, and it's on Pleasant Street.
All right. Have fun. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Here's you getting some good cards.
And get some good vibes, yep.
Yeah. Our good friend Corey from Medford, who we saw last night, brought us some toys again. Dressed in full Star Trek regalia, by the way.
Yes.
Amazing.
When I saw them, I was like, Captain? And they were like, no, it's actually Admiral. And I was like, oh, my bad.
Put respect on the man's neck.
I was like, my bad.
You're going to demote him right there?
How dare you?
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
So you're actually
awesome
not...
awesome going out and seeing you last night.
It was great to see you, too. And unfortunately, you're not going to be at the concert on Saturday night. You're hosting a big party.
Yeah, it's our annual holiday party, so we'll have a bunch of friends, a bunch of food, a bunch of booze. And then, of course, the next day we have a bunch of stragglers that are hungover for breakfast.
You are the best.
It's a bummer you're going to miss the concert, but you got a concert last night that was even better for me and Carson,
factual.
So it's fine.
Oh, it was amazing. No, well, it was something. Okay, it was something else.
I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
At one point while we were singing, I looked over and Kennedy was literally on the floor of the mall.
Lying on the ground.
She was laughing so
That's
hard.
That's how awesome it was.
Yes, it was a moment.
Truth
I don't know, she
told.
Was laughing, Dan. She was enjoying the performance.
I was wrapped in the moment and it took me away and made me laugh so hard I fell.
Yes.
It just knocked us all off our feet.
Yep. Yes,
all right, have a great weekend, Corey. Thank you so much. And again, thanks for coming out last night. To everybody that came out last night and brought us toys. It just... I can't say it enough. I was going through the pictures last night. All the pictures were up on the Carson Kennedy Facebook page. And we're just so grateful that you would take your time out on a Thursday night to fight that traffic.
Yep.
Freezing, bitter cold.
Yep.
And to bring us toys like you did.
And I'm maybe just, for the second or third time.
Yes.
Like, we love you guys so much.
Ashley is from Wyndham. And apparently we've caused a rift in the space-time continuum with her family, Kennedy.
What happened?
So Ashley won tickets to Deck the Hall Ball, right? From us?
I did, yeah. I called on Wednesday and won Dan's front row tickets.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Why is that a problem? People fighting over who you're taking?
No, actually... Oddly enough, I'm having a hard time finding people who don't already have plans because my husband won't come with me because it is the night of his family's Hanukkah party. And he is very upset with me that I would have even called to try to win the tickets knowing that it was on the same night as the holiday party. So he is not super pleased with me right now, and I'm typically the type of person that, like, I'm a people pleaser. I just want to make everyone else happy. Yeah, not this time. I am going to this show. I am sitting in the front row, and I cannot wait to see Teddy Swims.
Go ahead. Okay. Good for you.
Hanukkah will be next year.
Yeah. It happens every year. This only happens once.
Agreed.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. Mazel tov? That literally means good luck.
Yeah, sorry your
L'chaim.
Sorry your family's mad at you.
Oh my god.
But I can't wait to see you in the front row.
I mean, it's my husband's family, not my family, so oh, yeah. I'm not as upset about it. So.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been married?
This year will be 10 years. Mm. But we've been together for 15, so we've been together
if
a long
If this had
time.
Been like the first or second year, you probably wouldn't have done it, but at this point, you do, you sis. Sometimes you got to do your own thing.
I'm calling my mother-in-law today to apologize, and I have a feeling she's going to say, "Have a great time at the show. We'll miss you, but enjoy it."
They're going to smack talk you so hard Saturday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because they're jelly. Well, have peanut butter and
jealous.
Have a great time at the show. Wave at us when you're down there on the front row.
I absolutely will.
And then call us on Monday and let us know what happened with the family.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah,
we'll see you Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We'll be your in-laws.
All right. Bye. Causing drama, Kennedy. We're just trying to do nice things for people by giving them front row tickets, and we've caused strife in the family.
Look, sometimes it's okay to say no to family. Mm. Sometimes you need to, and that's okay.
617-931-1234. Again, you can call or text that number. Tell us what you're getting into over the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend, 617-931-1234.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
We want to know what you're doing this weekend. You can call or text into the studio. 617-931-1234. Emily is from Peabody, and she has a pretty special thing planned for this weekend. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Tell everybody what you're shopping for.
I'm going wedding dress shopping tomorrow.
Ah, so exciting.
I'm excited, nervous.
Are you taking like a whole crew of people with you, or are you just going on your own?
I'm bringing my mom, my fiance's mom, and my best friend flew in from the D.C. area.
Mm. Where are you going? What's the name of the place?
Somewhere Marion Tux Bridal. I think it's in Nashua. And we're going somewhere in Salem, New Hampshire, too.
Why did you say you were nervous?
Because I have no idea what I want.
It's a big decision.
Is it a nerve-wracking experience?
No idea. The pictures last forever.
Yeah,
it's going to sit on your mantle until the end of time. And no matter what was there, what your hair looked like or what you look like, it lives forever. But that said, do you think that all of them will give you good constructive criticism or will support whatever you choose?
Oh, yeah.
I watched
which
that
is
TV
why I'm
show and
it
scares me.
Yeah, that's why I'm keeping it small, not
good.
Too many opinions. So.
I remember when Lana went and I remember they had a lot of fun because there was some champagne. They were sitting around, you know, she was coming in and out wearing the different dresses.
It's like a movie montage where they're trying on the clothes at the mall. Do you know what I mean?
And then there's someone in the corner like shaking their head.
Yes, and you're like, you can leave, Laura.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Let us know how it goes.
What's your fiance's name?
His name is James.
James, and when are you guys getting married?
September 21st. 2025.
Amazing.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
That's cool. Weddings are the best. Kathleen is from Quincy, is going to two concerts this weekend. Is one of them Deck the Hall Ball?
No, unfortunately, unless I win.
Okay.
Well, you have a chance.
Yeah, next hour, Kennedy's front row tickets, we're giving those away. So what are the shows you're going to see?
So tonight is David Foster and his wife, Kat McPhee, The Chevalier.
I love them.
And I love seeing a show at the Chevalier. It's so small and intimate. It's mm-hmm. lovely.
I've never been there.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. I've been to a bunch of shows there,
mm-hmm. and I always see them when they come to town. And then tomorrow, one of my all-time favorites at Foxwoods is Babyface.
It's our anniversary.
Smooth vocal stylings of Babyface. Let's go. Are you guys staying down there? You having a night of it?
No. Just down and back.
All right.
Have to adult.
I mean, that's just the baby making music right there is what I'm trying to say.
What? You guys performing two-man band to Deck the Hall Ball isn't baby making music?
Not even close.
Come on, Kennedy.
It better not be.
Is this not one of the greatest baby making songs of all time?
It's up there.
Whip Appeal?
I put it on my list.
Well, have a great time.
Yeah, have fun.
All right. Thanks.
Travel safely.
Dan, do you know this one? Probably not in your wheelhouse.
No.
Oh, Dan.
But it makes you want to just talk like this.
See?
And he's going to. He's going
to. To everyone stuck in traffic on the expressway, this goes out to you. Somebody I hope those brake lights light up your life, baby. That the trouble
at home. Don't you worry about the split. You'll get there when you get there.
Anyone stuck on Chelsea curves.
You look amazing as you're heading into the O'Neill Tunnel.
You just lean on us. We'll get you through. We're always here for you on this 104.1.
Yep.
Gaia, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, friend.
Not quite as
How
fun
are
as
you?
Listening Good. To some baby-making music. You're going to do all your holiday baking this weekend.
There'll be no baby-making here.
You have to do a lot of it?
What's that?
I said you have to do a lot of the baking this weekend.
I do. I'm making rolls to go with my soup. These are all for gifts. And I'm making homemade English muffins and flavored butter.
So it's muffin making music. It's fine.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Gaia. We appreciate that. And Michelle, you're last up. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a completely different weekend for you. It involves robotics.
It does, yeah. So my son goes to Archbishop Williams and robotics team. Yep, Archie. Go Archie. His robotics team, which is made up of 3 7th graders, complete rookie team, never done it before, made it to the state championship this weekend.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. What are the names of the boys on the team?
It's my son, Brady, and then his two friends, Gio and Sean.
So your 7th grader built a robot?
Yeah, so they have a little robot that they built, they programmed. It does missions that they have to try to complete, and they qualified for the state championship.
Is he a boy genius?
We'll see, I guess.
He's going to go out and get a good job and take care of his mom is what he's going to do.
That's crazy. I see an engineering degree in his kid's future.
Oh, that is so cool. I hope he does well. Good luck to him.
Thank you.
I used to love watching BattleBots where they were making fight.
BattleBots was the best.
That's the extent of my robotics knowledge.
Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Subaru of New England. You can share the love with a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. I don't think that's the right tag. Can you give me the other tag, Dan, at the end, and I'll do it again?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's close, but not quite right. Kennedy, say good morning to Ariana from Cambridge.
Hello, Ariana.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
I understand you're taking your 1-year-old for their checkup?
Yes. So hopefully we'll have a good afternoon afternoon.
And what's their name?
Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo. Beautiful name.
Yes.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. It's a Wonderful Life tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best Christmas movies. It's followed by A Christmas Story, Elf, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Which town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville.
Nick Jonas says it's tremendous that his Disney graduating class of himself, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and Miley Cyrus have had such long careers. Nick has dated 2 of the 3 women he named. Which 2?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus. Which of those 2 has Nick Jonas dated?
Selena Gomez. No. Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus.
Today in 1996, this Tom Cruise movie was released. Take a listen to one of its most famous scenes and then name the movie.
I love you. You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Going to the Oscar there.
Hello.
Name the movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Shawn Mendes and John Mayer recently bonded over the unique experience of having high-profile exes write hit songs about them. Which ex wrote the song Dear John about John Mayer?
Taylor Swift.
And Robert Downey Jr. is reportedly making significantly more than $80 million to play Dr. Doom in the next 2 Avengers movies. He also gets private jet travel, security, and a trailer encampment on the set. What are the last words Downey Jr. uttered as Iron Man during his duel with Thanos?
Oh, I don't remember.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
It's funny going to the doctors with a 14-year-old as opposed to a 1-year-old is a different experience because... Now when I sit in my pediatrician's or, you know, Barrett's pediatrician's office, it's like a trip down memory lane and I get very emotional.
Because
we've been going to this pediatrician for 14 years.
You get emotional at the doctor's office?
Wow, bro.
I do. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
It is. I'm like watching my life flash before my eyes when you see the 1-year-old come in. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Ariana got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. You ready?
You bet.
It's A Wonderful Life, tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best Christmas movies. It is followed by A Christmas Story, Elf, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Which town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville.
And all the little Whos down in Whoville.
Tied to one. Number two, Nick Jonas says, it's tremendous that his Disney graduating class of himself, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and Miley Cyrus have had such long careers. Nick has dated two of those three women that he named. Which two?
Oh, can you give them to me one more time, please?
Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I know it's Selena, but the not Miley, the middle one.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah. Oh, was it Miley?
Yeah. So Nick dated Selena and Miley, and then Demi dated Nick's brother Joe. All those Disney kids were hooking up.
Tied to one, question number three today. 1996, this Tom Cruise movie was released. Take a listen to one of its most famous scenes, and then name the movie.
I love you. You complete me. I'm not just head.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello. Ugh. You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
Tied at two. Shawn Mendes and John Mayer recently bonded over the unique experience of having high-profile exes write hit songs about them. Which ex wrote the song Dear John about John Mayer?
Taylor Swift.
Tied at three. Question number five. Robert Downey Jr. is reportedly making significantly more than $80 million to play Dr. Doom in the next two Avengers movies. He also gets private jet travel, security, and a trailer encampment on the set.
I still don't understand how that's happening.
Yeah, what is it? I'm very confused.
I don't know. Timelines in comic books are wonky.
But the timeline's gone. That's what Deadpool and Wolverine was about. Right?
I don't know, dude.
Well, this is the Fantastic Four, right?
No. This is the Avengers.
Doom is, right?
This is the Avengers.
It's Avengers. That's very confusing.
Anyway.
Kennedy, what are the last words Robert Downey Jr. uttered as Iron Man during his duel with Thanos?
Have a nice day.
Like, really, bro? No. And I am Iron Man.
Because he goes, I am inevitable.
I've really never made it to the end of any of those movies.
Never mind. Just too long.
And
let me break it down. All 3 hours of Endgame for you.
Yep.
There you go.
Great acting, Dad. Almost as good as Jerry Maguire acting. 3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie, but Kennedy gets the win with the tie. You don't get the cash. But Ariana, we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
Thank you.
All right. So if you see some dad sitting in the doctor's office with his teenage son and he starts crying, just ignore me, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right. This is Ariana from Cambridge and I can't beat Kennedy.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We have some very funny audio that we're going to play for you right now from last night at the South Shore Plaza. We were out collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, and we had a battle royale with Kennedy last week, North Shore versus the South Shore. We lost.
Yeah, again.
But only by like 50 toys.
It was super close.
It was so close. I was so proud.
And so many people came up to us and told us that they purposely brought toys to other stops other than the North Shore Mall.
One person.
Because they wanted chaos. They wanted us to sing again because we're so delightful when we perform together.
Yeah, just remember that you guys asked for this.
Yeah, Sonny and Cher, Hall & Oates. Dan and Carson. So we sang last night in front of a much bigger crowd than I was anticipating.
I looked around and looked up and I was like, oh, now I'm nervous.
If you guys start singing in a mall, everyone's going to stop and listen.
From Frozen, Love's an Open Door.
Just real quick, for those of you that are standing around that do know what's going on, I'm going to explain to the people that don't know what's going on. We're from the Carson and Kennedy Show on Mix 104.1. We made a wager to see who could collect the most toys, either folks up at the North Shore Mall or folks down on the South Shore, South Shore Plaza. And Kennedy was right there, had the South Shore Plaza.
South Shore, Best Shore!
And North Shore with me and Dan, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, we're not singing because we won, that's for sure.
No, we lost. We lost. Again, 2 years in a row we lost. We're going to sing a song that I heard for the first time yesterday.
I'm so sorry if you're just walking around shopping and have no idea about this. You don't deserve this. Love is an open door.
Can you hear it okay?
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face. And then suddenly I bumped into you.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing. Because I'm like, I've been searching my whole life to find my old place.
Nope.
And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
With you.
But with you, I found
I see
my
your
place.
Face. And it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love is an open door. Love is an open door.
Make some noise, people.
Put your hands up, South Shore.
Let's go. Hey, look, we got people up in the top.
We're almost on beat there for half a second.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me. Jinx!
Jinx again!
Our mental synchronization didn't have but one explanation.
You
and I
were
just meant to be.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye
to the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore.
Come on.
Love is an open door.
Sing along.
Love is an open door.
Hear that? I hit that whistle tone.
Something crazy? Will you marry me, Dan?
Did I say something even crazier? Yes.
I'm never doing a bet with Kennedy again.
I was gonna drop the mic, but engineering would get mad.
Oh, that was awesome!
Kennedy, come on up here. Come here, Kennedy. Anything you want to say after that performance?
That was fantastic. Can you guys give it up for my brothers here? You know? Showed up, only complained a little, and paid off their bet. So thank you every single one of you who donated a toy today, has donated a toy, who listens to our show. It means the world to us. We're making lots and lots and lots of families very happy this holiday season with the toys that you have donated and getting really close to our 10,000 goal. And for those of you who don't know who we are,
I'm really sorry if that was your first introduction.
This was Autumn who gave a review of the performance with Dan right afterwards.
Hi, what are your names?
Annie.
I'm Autumn.
Autumn, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
What do you think about that transcendent performance of Love is an Open Door?
You guys definitely hit those high notes. It was very interesting because I've never heard you guys sing before.
And what do you think? Are you blown away?
In a good way or a bad way?
Be honest, this is a safe space.
After that, I'm not sure if it's safe anymore, but it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
What about me as Anna? Was I like Kristen Bell?
Yeah, I think you could definitely play the part.
Thank you guys so much for coming. What about you, Mom? What do you think?
You guys are awesome. Rocked it. Yeah, I hope you guys get your 10,000.
Thank you. We'll stick to radio. We won't sing anymore.
I've always wanted to be famous.
Hey, let's go!
A text from the 508. What about the toy count? That's a great question. We're not there yet. We are short. Tomorrow is the last chance. If you're bringing a toy to Deck the Hall Ball, we would appreciate it. A lot of people are coming. If everybody brings a toy, we would get there.
Just one toy. Everybody brings one toy.
You can still donate online. We're going to leave it open until tomorrow night, probably at midnight or through the weekend. And then we will announce on Monday if we hit the goal or not, but we are short. We are short. We knew it. A lot of toys showed up last night. 786 toys last night. It was incredible.
Yeah.
You guys
South Shore shows
waiting
up.
In line, waiting for us to perform. We just have so much gratitude for you. Thank you to Simon Malls for having us again this year, but we are a little short. So if you want to...
And you guys, my brothers here just sing their hearts out for you. Mm. I think that's worth $10.
Mix1041.com/toys. You can donate there. Mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. It is back. It is the Helium game and an opportunity for you to sit front row at Deck the Hall Ball tomorrow night. Going to be a great show. It's sold out. Aganis Arena, Teddy Swims, who just picked up a big award at the Billboard Music Awards last night.
Couple.
Sorry,
keep talking.
I was distracted by the very large...
I need to multitask. Buddy, keep talking. Let's go.
I just love the sound of you filling up the balloons, Kennedy. Kennedy's going to inhale some helium, and you have to identify the song. How many are we doing here? Four?
Correct.
Get four right, and you win. If you get one wrong, you're out. We move on to the next person.
Sit in front row.
That's unbelievable. These are Kennedy's front row tickets. We gave away mine earlier this week, and we gave away Dan's earlier this week. So you'll be sitting where Kennedy was supposed to be sitting. We're going to start first with Melissa from Abington. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Kennedy, whenever you're ready.
So it's important to know that these are Christmas songs. That was the idea, okay. That they're holiday songs.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that. That's all right.
Take a big gulp there.
I don't think you did. All right, here we go. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
That's the most adorable thing I've ever heard. All right, name that Christmas song,
like a little
please.
Christmas elf.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
All right.
Rocking around.
There we go, good start.
Tree and
one for one. You're so close to the front row.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Whenever you're ready, Kennedy, for the next one.
What a bright time is the right time to rock the night away.
Oh, that's it. Jingle Bell Rock.
That is correct, yes.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Kennedy, you sound amazing.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing.
Yeah, fill that balloon up. Make it the size of your head.
Yeah. The chipmunk's got nothing on you, Kennedy. When's your album coming out of holiday hits?
All right, here we go. Number three. Once bitten and twice shy. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye.
Ooh. That one's hard.
Oh, last Christmas.
That is it. Yeah. Yes.
I would not have got that.
Oh, no?
Really?
Oh, Whamageddon.
Get out of here.
This year, to stop me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
All right, this one for all the marbles.
We've lost our marbles.
You ready?
Here.
Yes. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold.
Oh, no.
Ah.
No, wait, don't count me out.
Okay. Melissa from Abington to sit front row tomorrow night.
Oh, my God.
Can you do it one more time, Kennedy?
No.
Melissa, we need an answer.
Need an answer in three.
Ah!
Oh, no. That hurt. I like Melissa from Abington. Alicia from Groveland, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, did you hear the first one?
Yes.
What was it?
Oh, I have to remember the order they were saying in. Oh, God.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Okay, that is correct.
What a bright time is the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell.
Okay. Hold on, she's got to do a refill. Are you all right over there?
Yeah.
Just checking on your health. Please speak
safe. Since when? Once bitten and twice shy.
Last Christmas.
Okay, that is three of the four. Here is the last one.
Don't mess this up or Kenny's going to pass out.
Yeah, okay. We really need a win.
Here we go.
You know it.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold.
Is it Carol of the Bells?
Let's see. Is it Carol of the Bells? Yes, it is Carol of the Bells.
Oh,
I can't believe I get paid to do this.
I'm sorry you had to do that again.
It's okay.
You're sitting front row at Deck the Hall. Bring us a toy. You can even bring us two.
Bring you two toys. I'll bring two toys.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kelsey from Dedham.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. Love your sweater, by the way.
Thank you.
Unicorns, rainbow unicorns.
I thought it was My Little Pony.
Oh.
It might be unicorns. You could be right.
I don't know.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one. Bill Belichick is officially the new head football coach at the University of North Carolina. What are the UNC athletic teams called? What is their mascot?
The Tar Heels.
Question number two. It's Taylor Swift's birthday today. What year was she born in? She even has an album named after it.
1989.
Megan Fox reportedly bought a new house without MGK. They are expecting a baby in March. Which movie franchise did Megan star in with Shia LaBeouf?
Transformers.
Megan Trainor shared on Today with Hoda and Jenna that her facial movement is finally returning after a cosmetic procedure and a mishap that left her unable to smile. Megan Trainor is married to Daryl Sabara, who played Juni Cortez in which movie franchise?
Bye, kids.
Question number five. Katherine Schwarzenegger turning 35 today. She's the daughter of Arnold and the wife of which A-list actor?
She's the wife of Chris Pratt.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Kelsey, I understand you're an attorney.
I am, yep.
What kind of law do you practice?
I told producer Dan, I said, try not to hold it against me. I practice education law.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kennedy, are those unicorns or My Little Ponies on your sweater?
They're both.
Oh. So we're both right.
We had a heated debate in here after you left.
Got real feisty.
Yeah. Almost came to fisticuffs.
Almost broke up the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or actually, we were just curious.
Okay.
Kelsey got 5 out of 5.
Oh. Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Much like trying to discern your sweatshirt. If it's unicorns or My Little Ponies. Question number one. Bill Belichick. Oh, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
Dun dun.
Bill Belichick is officially the new head football coach at the University of North Carolina. What are the UNC athletics teams called?
Tar Heels.
It's Taylor Swift's birthday today. Which year was she born in? She's even...
1989.
Megan Foster reportedly bought a new house without MGK. They're expecting a baby in March. Which movie franchise did Megan star in with Shia LaBeouf?
Transformers.
Megan Trainor shared on Today with Hoda and Jen that her facial movement is finally returning after a cosmetic procedure mishap left her unable to smile. Megan Trainor's married to Daryl Sabara, who played Juni Cortez in which movie franchise?
Spy Kids.
And question number five. Katherine Schwarzenegger turned 35 today. She's the daughter of Arnold and the wife of which A-list actor?
Chris Pratt.
You said the Tar Heels?
I did.
You said 1989?
I did.
Did you say Transformers?
I did.
Spy Kids?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which Chris Evans? Is that what she said?
No.
Chris Hemsworth?
No.
Huh.
Chris Pine?
No.
Chris Cross?
I think you said Chris Pratt.
It's that wickety, wickety, wickety,
wickety, wack. Yeah. Aye. 5-5 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Kelsey, I'm sorry. We cannot. Oh, wait. This is a $100 game, right?
Yeah.
So she gets the $100 for the 5-5, too.
Yep.
Tie. Yes.
Boom. Lawyered.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
All right.
Chance you get.
What do you see what I'm wearing to the concert on Saturday night, Kennedy?
Okay.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Is there a new line of merch coming?
If you do a merch drop at Deck the Hall Ball, I'm going to...
Kelsey, unfortunately, you don't get the win, though. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelsey from Dedham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tire.